The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to ReviewParty.com, the only show that reviews. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Hey, and we're pretty funny while we do it. That's the rumor on the street. Pretty cool, guys. Matt, I'd love for you to start us with a review right here, right now.
I was going to say, the streets are empty, but
we're not on the street. Is we're pretty funny, and the streets are dead silent.
The dead are silent.
But hey, I have a review.
Got all the self burns. It's, you know, we're overdue for it, I think. You gotta drop a couple every now and then.
Yeah. I have an Amazon review for a book called February, Calendar Girl Book 2. This is a series of books in the Calendar Girl book series. One for each month of the year. I gather that the female protagonist goes through the year sleeping with a lot of guys.
Apparently. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for her.
So, this is book two, February. This episode's being dropped in February. Look at that.
Yeah. Amazing.
Amazon user Belle D titles her review, "No thanks. Book one was good. I just can't get into the screwing of guy number two just after falling in love with guy number one. And I can only presume that she will be mowing through another 10 men. I listen to the sex scene at 3 times the normal audio speed because it's just so sleazy. For me, emotional attachment.
But she did still be listening, though.
Yes.
Don't lie to me. What's this? Janet? Is that this woman's name?
Belle.
Close enough. All right. Sorry. Continue.
For me, emotional attachment is vital to a good romance book or life. I need to be pulled in and brought along. Such a massive turnoff. I cannot comprehend the high ratings for this series. To each his own, those of my ilk should pass on this series. 1 star.
So Belle is one of those, she doesn't like getting freaky. Unless it's in sort of a traditional loving relationship.
Yes, unless she knows you.
Do be a huge fan of smut. That's a strange juxtaposition in my eyes.
Yeah, I mean, she comments on how sleazy it is. She's like, I gotta put up with this.
You gotta put up with this sleazy in my sleazy book. What do you want? What do you want from me?
Yeah, you had to know going in that this sort of thing was gonna happen. She says she knows. I only assume she's gonna be mowing down another 10 men.
It's like going to KFC and being like, you know, these mashed potatoes, I didn't expect them to be this creamy. You know, I got the crispy chicken, but this is a little crispy, you know what I mean? Yeah. What do you think's going on here?
So you eat it 3 times the normal speed just to get through it.
I had to consume this at triple the rate of speed. Yes. I eat with a metronome, so I know exactly how fast I'm eating. To be fair, I believe I've probably consumed KFC at 3 times the speed that you're humanly supposed to. That reminds me of a story. Me and a friend of the show, Elijah, one time, I believe I was visiting. It was either the summer before college or a summer when I was back home. KFC had a family bucket special. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like $10 for a family bucket. And we were like $5 each for infinite chicken. So we just got a family bucket of KFC, drove out to this field in my hometown, and basically had a little picnic in my car and just consumed an entire bucket of KFC between us. And boy, did I feel sick. But I wasn't mad at KFC, you know?
No, if you put that in you, that's on you.
You know, I wasn't mad at KFC for providing me the KFC experience. Just like, I don't know if you should be mad at Smut for providing a sleazy experience. That's sort of what you're signing up for, I think.
Yeah, it's a romance novel. You're gonna...
Yeah, it's a romance novel. It's a uglies bumping romance novel too.
It's book 2 of 12.
Book 2 of 12.
We got to get going on this thing, you know.
And if this lady falls in love fast, and that's her type of thing, especially a fictional character, who are you to judge, Belle? Where do you get off, huh? Leave me in my Smut and my KFC, and I'm gonna have a good time. Let me get this out of here too. Oh boy, I just realized a little behind the scenes. Matt usually procures his reviews as the episode's going on. It has themes, you know. He is very thoughtful about reviews he's bringing. The process that I have is I just have a list of reviews and I just go down the line, right? The stream of consciousness style. Whatever juxtapositions occur from my reviews are total coincidence, which is why I was laughing, because I have a review from Amazon for On Deck Terpenes Melon Banger 4 milliliter strain specific profiles, 100% pure, natural, and organic concentrate. I would call this, I believe it is called vape juice. This is some melon flavored vape juice, right? Vape being those stupid little remote controls people suck vapor and spit vapor out of. Just so everyone's on the same page. This Amazon customer titles their review, "Doesn't do what it's supposed to do." They write, "Literally the worst terpene. It definitely smells like Jack Her," whatever that means, "and it smells like pee also. Use this for my concentrate, and it tasted disgusting and burnt. Don't waste your money." 1 star. You ever go to the smoke shop looking for some vape juice, and you're like, "Hey, dog, got any of that pee-pee flavor?"
I want it to smell like burnt pee.
I want to leave the bathroom at work smelling like burnt piss. You know what I mean? I want to go in the bathroom, hide in there, get my vape on, because you know, homeboy can't wait till the end of the day to get his vape on, and I want that place to be stinking of pee-pee. You know, it's sort of an incognito situation. Amazon customer just didn't understand the very practical application of this melon banger flavored vape juice. Because, you know, when you eat a lot of melon, you're going to be banging out a hot piss shortly after, and it could be smelling strong.
You didn't understand the name, what it was.
Right, the name is sort of a story, right? You got to fill in the rest. Melons start out smelling great, right? But it eventually, over the life cycle of melon juice, it's going to be smelling like pee eventually, for better or for worse, Amazon customer. What do you think? If, you know, sometimes when I used to walk around Chicago, I'd be walking to work or whatever through the big city blocks. And yes, Chicago smells awful. But sometimes a wonderful smell of, is that cinnamon?
Chocolate.
Chocolate or cotton candy? What is that? And I would look up and some douchebag is blowing fat clouds in front of me. And then I'd be like, that's just his nasty artificial vape flavor that I'm smelling.
I was thinking of the actual chocolate factory.
Yeah, sometimes you walk past a delicious restaurant and that is primo. But I was thinking, if you could smell a smell and look up and find out that someone was vaping it, what would be the most offensive thing? Pee. Smelling pee a strong smell awful. Of pee and being like, is that guy vaping piss? Standing outside a sporting event waiting to do your tickets, you smell some sort of smell and be like, "Ugh, what is? Did a porta potty tip over?" No, it's just a man vaping.
Yeah, anything the body expels would probably be among the worst.
That's up there. What about like gasoline flavored vape?
Yeah, your eyes burn.
I want to burp some gasoline terpenes. You know what? They're missing a lot of savory flavors from vape juice, I think. I'm no vape juice expert. I don't vape. I don't ever really have a desire to. But I think they're mostly sweet, you know?
Yeah, I think
Mountain
so.
Mountain Dew is sort of in the Mountain Dew realm of flavors. Chimichanga is what I've seen. Or not chimichanga. What's a churro is churro. What I've seen. But I think they should bring the savory game. I want cheeseburger like vape. I think
gravy.
Gravy? Yeah, I want some gravy-flavored vape. Imagine walking down the street, you smell delicious, creamy gravy. What a pleasant surprise. Look up. The Colonel himself, blowing fat clouds right in front of you. What up, Colonel Sanders? I didn't know you were down with the vape juice. And he just blows a flat cloud, and it smells like 11 herbs and spices, baby. When are the fast food vape juices? Oh, imagine a vape that tasted like McDonald's French fries.
That is addiction.
Right. Some people, it might help some people, you know, curve the craving a little bit. Eat some peanuts while vaping the McDonald's French fry juice. Boom. Lost 300 pounds. You're the next Jared.
I don't think you want to be the next Jared.
No. No, I don't think you want to be any type of person who's vaping that sweet juice.
Or savory.
Or savory, yeah. Or whatever Jared was on, which we won't even speak of. His very special celebrity bucket of shame.
It's a bad one. You know what? I feel like getting out of that. And I'm going to do something. I'm gonna read a review, if I may.
Really? Really?
This is actually a product I've read a review for before, but I've been hanging on to this other tasty morsel because it's so tasty, because it's so palatable, because it's so delicious.
Much like a Baconator vape juice.
It's close. This is I Can't Believe It's Not Butter.
Do love me a little. I can't believe it's not butter. To be honest, I'm a margarine fan.
Well, we have a review provided by I Can't Believe It's Not Butter.com, left by the anti-rectangular guy.
Wow.
And he titles his review, Dislike of New Rectangular Tube. I highly dislike the new rectangular tube. It's less sturdy than round. It doesn't feel right to buy spread in a rectangular container. I will not buy this product again until I get the round container back. Also, I don't know if the butter flavor has changed because of the rectangular tube materials, but the spread tastes different, like more sweet and watery. You would receive good reviews for new people tasting the new butter, but not old customers like me that for almost half of their lives know the ICBINB taste. You can't trick us. Not by changing the container to rectangular. I think that was an awful idea. If you feel a drop in your sales, just return to the previous round container and you will recover. I don't know if I'm the only one saying this, but rectangular plus sweetie more liquid spread is a no-no. One star.
My man's is passing out marketing gemstones here, all right? That one's on the house. I can't believe it's not butter.
That's some heavy-duty consultation right there.
Exactly. Usually you pay premium for that. Some big marketing firm, you know, and you run the risk of your CEO saying something racist on the marketing network call. You know, that's what got the papa. What up, papa? You know, that's I don't think, I can't believe it's not butter. I don't think they could take that kind of hit and make it. During this day and age, I don't know.
No, they couldn't. No, they couldn't. You see the headlines? I can't believe it's racist.
Wow. This tangent. There's so much meat and butter to this review, but that sort of shook my brain loose of all talking points that I was thinking about. Oh, there's one. So he's not talking tube. He just doesn't know how to spell tub, right?
That, that must be the case. I think so.
Yeah, he thinks tube has some sort of silent E at the end. Very French.
Yes.
Ah, tube. Yes. I prefer the cylindrical, I can't believe it's not butter tube.
Yeah, you're the classic cylinder.
Put that next to the Grey Poupon. The butter tube. Unless there's some a margarine toothpaste tube type container, which actually, that would probably work great, wouldn't it?
You have to get it at the right temp, but to squeeze butter out of a tube like that?
Yeah. Yep.
Fake or otherwise.
Easy squeezy type situation for butter. Has that been done?
I have no idea.
That's making a lot of sense to me. It's so hard sometimes to get every sector of your toast buttered well before that melts into it. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you're squeezing that Reese's butter all over your toast. You know, you got every bit covered. Easy to get out the knife and spread it to the edges, because your edge, that's where you did. I can't believe it's not butter. I don't know if you guys are listening, but I think we just, your stocks are skyrocketing between our ideas. I can't, anti-rectangular guy. That is like a superhero name to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. This is his origin story.
Yeah. He discovered he had powers because of the trauma of I can't believe it's not butter changing the shape of his container.
I mean, that is trauma.
And Matt, I hate to say it. I feel like I have to show my hand here. I like the rectangular container.
Yeah, I don't mind. It fits a lot better in your refrigerator. Mm-hmm. You know? Refrigerators don't have round corners.
Exactly. I didn't even think of that aspect.
A lot more things.
That's why egg cartons be fitting so good. That's why you don't see egg cartons in circles. That's just for fancy deviled egg displays.
Yeah, that would be cool, though.
Yeah, a nice circle of eggs. It would be cool to have them rotating.
Oh.
Who knows what egg you're going to pick today. Do a bit of an egg roulette situation.
Yes.
Another quick tangent. Have you seen at the grocery store pre-boiled eggs?
Yes.
Isn't that insane to you?
It's disgusting.
It's wild.
It's offensive.
It's one thing if it's at a gas station, it's a singular egg. You're just, you know, buying a snack, some fuel, you know, on your lunch break.
So you can get out to Iowa.
Right. Do what you gotta do. But an entire bag of boiled eggs from the grocery store?
No.
Right next to the carton of eggs? Boiling water? All you gotta do is boil some water, baby. Ain't too hard. Oh, boy. Am I missing anything from our new superhero, anti-hero friends review?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we're all buttered out. This review has thoroughly been buttered. And I can't believe it. Speaking of the unbelievable, pretty good little segue there. I have a review from Amazon again for the Attack on Titan Complete Season 1 Blu-ray DVD. For those unfamiliar with the Japanese animation sector, Attack on Titan is a show about, I guess, like sort of a steampunk era town that's surrounded by walls to keep out these giant monsters that eat people, right? This is a review by Christy Perry. They titled it Very Graphic, Dark, Gruesome Scenes, Too Much for Us. They write, way too dark. I tried to get through 4 episodes, hoping it would get better, but just too dark. The animation was good. The character development was good as well. I just couldn't bear all the family members being eaten and shown graphically. I guess some people may be into such horrible, gruesome scenes, but too much for my son and I. I love Full Metal, Blue Exorcist, Princess Mononoke, Spirited Away, and so many other animes. And we're recommended to watch this one too. But it was hard to get through just the first three episodes. Sorry. 2 stars.
Well, I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying there's a huge, huge chasm of difference between Spirited Away,
yes,
and Attack on Titan.
Right, that is like the chasm between Deadpool and I don't know, Deadpool.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
And Ferris Bueller's Day Off, right. Exactly. The chasm between Game of Thrones and Little House on the Prairie. Right. Okay, editorial review. So the description for this product, here are the first 4 or 5 words. When the man-eating giants called Titans first appeared.
You know what you're going to get in something with that.
You're right. It's Chekhov's man-eating giant, right? If you show a man-eating giant in the first act, someone's going to get eaten in the third act.
Going to get chopped.
Going to get absolutely chopped. And sadly, for better or for worse, it do be characters' family members. Everyone's a family member if you think about it.
Yeah. To some extent.
To some extent.
I feel like this is, this is the pitfall that someone might fall into, because that's what happens. It's a pitfall. You fall into it. The pit.
Right.
Here's what the pit is. It's using anime as the only genre to describe something.
Big time.
As opposed to just like knowing that anime comedy, anime sports, anime, there's so many different things within that genre.
I feel like a proud parent.
I wouldn't say anime is even a genre. I would say it's a medium.
Right. Oh man, you warm my heart. It's like my young Padawan is lifting.
Thank you.
The X-Wing out of the swamp.
It's like the difference between something made out of stone and made out of metal. It's different stuff.
Yeah, I mean, just think about cartoons. Like, they range from everything from Pokemon, a show for children, to, to show very, very, very violent things. It's just art. It's just a medium of art from a place. But yeah, hey, if you think Attack on Titan sounds pretty cool and you've never heard about it before, or you've heard about it and wanted to watch it, I big recommend. The reason I was looking is season 4 is going on right now, and it is banging, bro. I gotta tell you, people do be getting eaten still. Nice. That I couldn't recommend it to Christy Perry.
I mean,
people getting eaten number has not waned very much from season 1.
If there are still Titans attacking, I would hope there are still Titans eating as well. You gotta nourish yourself.
Right. If they're gonna keep going 4 seasons. They need a little vitamin and minerals, and I don't think the Flintstone gummies are going to cut it.
No, they got to make their bread out of something, grinding our bones.
Ogre style.
Yeah.
Ogre style, baby. Hey, but the good news is, the cool part about this show is the humans have 3D maneuver gear, which are grappling hooks that also have jet propulsion, like jet packs on them. So it's Spider-Man with swords, an army of Spider-Man with swords versus giants that eat people. What more do you need in the show? Am I right? Am I right, Christy? You're just, you're getting caught.
Christy's
up.
A mom.
Yeah, mom's gonna mom.
Mom's gonna end her review by saying sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, she knows. That's the thing that's funny to me.
I'm a downer. Sorry, guys.
I feel like she knows this is a lukewarm take. She knows this is a cold take. She has to apologize for it. That really makes you – I feel some conviction in your writing when you say sorry at the end.
Yeah.
The only person who should do that is J.K. Rowling. They should just print sorry. at the end of her books.
Why, pray tell? Sorry for anything I write after this.
I don't talk about politics at work.
Thank you.
You ready to take a little break?
Sure, let's take a break. Unless... I feel like I'm kind of book review heavy, but I got one that's real short and
sure.
And I found around the same time as that last February one. So this is an Amazon review for the book How to Avoid Falling in Love with a Jerk. And L.pet. Titles a review doesn't work. I got this for my teenage daughter who was dating a total loser. Now she ran off with him. Don't waste your money. 1 star.
Man, nothing's funnier than a good old bad parent review.
Yep.
Good old internet review written by a bad parent. We love it. You think she was laying it on a little thick when she got her daughter that book?
You know, she just tossed it right onto the kitchen table. Whap!
You're right. Read this.
Oh, well. That's what
imagine,
happens.
What if it was like a Christmas present? Imagine that, opening Ooh. Christmas morning, excited for gifts, opening up. Hey, your boyfriend sucks. The book.
Yeah, I feel like this is a good, this is the flip side of watching Attack on Titan with your son, getting your daughter your boyfriend's a dick book. You can try and be the cool parent and find out, oh, that's not for me. I can't be the cool parent. Sorry. You yep. can try and be the awful parent and succeed.
Yeah, be the awful parent and be unapologetic about it. Hey, you know, I love to get gifts that just show the person doesn't respect you or your choices. That's really I've talked about, I think, in the last episode how I love gift giving. I think I'm good at it. But one way of gift giving I haven't tapped into is the weaponized gift.
The guilt gift.
The guilt gift, right. This guilt is to instill some change in this person, whether selfishly on my part or not. And wow.
It's a lot to ponder.
Yeah, it just makes you – the possibilities are endless. And – there's one possible world line that I'm about to follow, and that's the one that takes us to a break.
Choo-choo.
I didn't say anything about trains!
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to something completely new and exciting. If you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you probably know that Brent and I are both large fans of Seinfeld. We're both very big fans. We're fans. I don't know how else to say it. And what I've brought today for our segment isn't necessarily a review, but the way it's written is almost like a preview review. I have in my hands a J. Peterman catalog. And if you know your Seinfeld, you know the descriptions in J. Peterman catalogs, which Elaine famously had to write, are just beautiful. If all our reviewers wrote reviews like this, I guess we could probably still have a show, but it would be a much different show. It would
be a much different show, right?
So I've got three products I feel like reading. And and we'll go from there. The Russian Navy shirt. Wait a minute. Does Russia really have a navy? They do. Of course they do. Watch the news on TV tonight. If they're wearing striped shirts like this, it's the Russian Navy. Unless you see a dark-eyed girl paddling a green boat and her boyfriend laughs and smokes and laughs and his cigarette is slightly less than 1 inch long and permanently attached and he is wearing a not-bad-looking striped navy shirt, then it's France. Unless it's New York. If there are two girls and one boyfriend and all three are wearing striped navy shirts, then it's definitely Russia. Unless it's Central Park. Russian Navy shirt. For men and women. A faithful copy, like the original. It's, quote, unimproved. Pure cotton, long sleeve. The blue is wonderful, dark, deep, moody. Looks better, and more courageous, under a jacket than a t-shirt or button-down. Excellent all by itself, as you know.
Do I?
I mean, if you could see the picture... If you could see the picture... That's the thing. The pictures in the actual magazine...
Yeah.
Are like painted.
Wow.
You have to go on the website to see an actual photograph of the product, but in the magazine, they're
bold.
They're Peterman. Paintings.
Bold.
Peterman's nothing if not bold.
What that made me think of, the preamble sort of sounded like the, it sounds like the same bullshit I get on when I write a description for the episodes for Spotify. Like, there's a list of topics that I wrote down while I was editing that is the episode. Let me stream of consciousness, totally stupid bit, pick on one of those topics. It's sort of what I went through. And that's the same section of, does Russia have a navy? That sounds like a topic I could really write a stupid little podcast description for.
I mean, it's a question I've never asked myself, honestly.
Yeah, it was striking. I was stricken by the question.
You ready to move on then?
Absolutely. I would love another one.
We'll move on to the Wabash Stripe Vest. Whether you deserve these assumptions, I don't know. But it will be assumed you get more done before sunrise than others do in a day. That you know how to build things like fires and carburetors. Also, dogs like to be around you. Well before jeans and denim were a thing, Wabash striped indigo shirts, vests, and coveralls built the railroads and changed America. Progress now states you can wear these vests under a jacket and or with the jeans that followed. Wabash vest, 100% cotton, Wabash spun on vintage shuttle looms in Japan, the Wabash dyeing.
I would feel too much pressure to wear this shirt. To wear the shirt, I have to know how to build a fire and a carburetor?
Gotta be a man.
Maybe I could build a fire. I could give a serious crack at building a fire. Building the carburetor, that's just out of my realm of expertise. I'm too inadequate to wear this Wabash shirt.
Forget it then. We'll forget we ever heard that one.
We'll do another too. Peterman has made me into a small child. My ego is crushed, Mr. Peterman.
Okay, this is the officer and gentleman pant.
Ooh.
At Sandhurst, the Brits called them tans.
Ooh.
Ours are the equal of those, made of really superb cotton twill, tailored precisely like a dress pant. Ooh. Think of them as dress khakis. Your, do you trust me to dance with your wife, pants? Flat front, the cut is slimming. Two slant pockets, left back pocket, button through flap, right back pocket, button through welt. I hesitate to list all the engineering. Inside suspender buttons, right inside pocket has a coin bag, curtain waistband, etc., etc., etc. You may not be an officer, but you can't stop being a gentleman. Officer and gentleman pant to be worn with tweed jackets, blue blazers, hacking jackets, suit jackets you can't bear to throw away, or merely with sweaters, an interesting vest, a suede windbreaker, etc. These are man pants. Don't expect nothing from you.
Yeah, so these if you're the bull in a cuckold scenario, these are the pants for you. These are the bull pants.
Yeah.
These are the pants you kind of wear when you want to go to a party to find someone to cuck.
These are literally you're the one who wears the pants. These are those pants.
You are the one who wears the pants in that situation. Hey, buddy, let me dance, quote unquote, dance with your wife here for a minute. And what do you say? If you're wearing those pants, he couldn't say anything.
Mm-mm. Power pants.
Powerful. There's all kinds of people that can purchase from this J. Peterman catalog, huh?
Yeah. Also women. So this final item will be something for a woman. And it is called the Suzani Sun Duster. Women who wear jackets like this one don't need to be especially clever or exceptionally striking. But they unfailingly are.
Wow.
One such creature is meeting me at a restaurant near the Plaza del Cabildo in Arcos de Frontera. She has a connection to an Uzbekistan rug dealer, and I have a first edition she's been trying to pry from my collection for a decade. Ooh. Peterman, it's been far too long. Her voice emerges throaty and warm and goes up an octave when she laughs. The combination delights all within earshot. And then there's her jacket. The scenario is almost too obvious. The bold embroidered suns working in concert with the fiery glow of a setting sun. Or simply fortuitous. Suzani Sun Duster. Dramatic, collarless, duster-length jacket. Artfully rendered here in 100% cotton with satin stitch embroidery. Suzani is a large embroidered textile panel whose name derives from the Persian word for needle. Suzan.
I love
falls
that
below the knee. Lined in 100% cotton. Hook closure. That's your favorite,
yeah, I love
favorite
that
Persian
one.
Word?
I don't know. I could take or leave the word. But the prose there,
it
took me away. Right. They wrote a little story. And you know me, I'm a vibes guy. I feel mm-hmm. like you can't picture the vibe of this jacket. Let me paint you a beautiful picture of exactly the vibe this jacket is ideal for. Wonderful. That one, Elaine must have wrote that one because that one really spoke to me. Good job.
It's got that touch.
Absolutely. That was great. I hope you get more random Peterman catalogs on here.
From the pages of Peterman. That sounds like a good name.
Ooh, from the pages of Peterman. That is a great segment title. Yeah, I'm excited for more. I hope they keep sending you these stupid catalogs.
They will. I'm sure they will.
I can't believe that they're still going. Props for them.
Mm-hmm.
Having this marketing technique still going in 2021. Keep it up.
I mean, hey, you've got Seinfeld advertising for you constantly. It's a good ploy.
A good ploy. Speaking of good stuff. I have a collection of reviews here that could have been a review redux, but I wanted to spring a surprise on you here.
Oh.
These are a set of reviews from dear friend of the podcast, Craig S.
Oh, boy.
That's right. I found some that you missed, and these reviews are all for Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks.
Okay.
Which you might know of as the, it's sort of a food court sandwich chain, right? Sort of the Sbarro's of.
But of course.
Cheesesteak sandwiches. I don't want to give it away, but Craig has a bit of a love affair with Charlie's here. And I would love to explore this journey he goes on, Craig. So thanks again, buddy, for all the great reviews. Without further ado, this one is from the 17th, January 17th, 2017. This is the kind of place you start writing a 5-star review for while you're still eating. I was a little hesitant at first because I recalled being bamboozled a while back by a similar looking establishment with a very similar setup at the food court at Sawgrass Mills. My friend insisted this wasn't that place. I told him if it was, he was going to have to pay for it, and that even if it wasn't, he was still paying for it because I paid last time. There's a classic Craig bit. You're wild, bro. Anyway, I tried the Philly cheesesteak. The lettuce and onions were fresher than Will Smith in a 90s show. And that tomatoes looked like they were cut with a lightsaber. They looked at me, the tomatoes, and they said, join us, and together we can rule the... And I said, done, sign me up. That meat was so tender, it was like, imagine you own a farm, and on that farm you have 11 deer. One dies. Delete the space between the 10 deer you have remaining, bury the final E, and that's how it would be. Tender as fuck. In addition to the aforementioned franchise staple, the menu includes a number of traditional subs that are on the lighter side, such as the Italian Deluxe, Ultimate Club, Veggie Delight, which contains no meat, naturally. I think it's really great when, never mind. There's lemonade, and it comes in four variations, blueberry, strawberry, and peach. I tried the raspberry one at Coral Square a couple weeks ago. It's not even on the website yet, so maybe they lied. I don't know. Each drink is served with freshly cut chunks of its namesake ingredient for a flavor that lasts long after the drink is done. Charlie's subs are made to order, prepared right in front of you. It isn't fast food. I have a receipt to prove it. However, it's worth every penny, and I can't wait to go back. Can't wait to go back. I'm not going back to jail. The end. 5 stars.
Oh, wow.
So...
That was awesome.
Yep. Great review. Thank you, Craig. 3 days later, he finds himself at a different Charlie's Cheesesteak location, this one in Plantation, Florida. And this time he writes, I think I'll stick to the Philly cheesesteak or maybe try the Veggie Delight next time around. There's simply too much going on with the Ultimate Club, and I don't believe I did myself any favors by adding banana peppers to the mix. Anyhow, the customer service was just as good as the Pembroke Lakes branch, and the staff is just as kind. In fact, the cashier was kind enough to inform me that if I were to offer a large lemonade, doing so would create the option to combine 2 out of 3 available flavors. Yes, that's exactly what that means. You'll have chunks of strawberry and peach, or whatever combination you choose, bouncing around at the bottom of your cup. Sort of like my nephews in the backseat of my car when I'm dipping through traffic trying to bend time and space. 5 stars. Man.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Who does it better than Craig? Who does it better than Craig? Nobody, dude. Nobody. What a savant of the review genre, of the review medium. So... Next month, February 5th, 2017, he finds himself again at the... Oh, this time, he finds himself this time at the Coral Springs location, which, if you remember, was the one that he thought was not good. But anyway, he writes, today, I tried the pepperoni steak sub, which at its core is essentially a Philly cheesesteak with added pepperoni and provolone cheese. Oh. I ate the first half and put the other half in the fridge right away. But that was really just a promise that I'd made to myself. So it never actually made it to the fridge. If I had a single complaint, it would be that it didn't quite resemble the one pictured on the menu. Most customers have gotten used to it. An order arrived bearing little to no resemblance to the actual item depicted in the image their buying decision was based on. And the Pembroke Pines store had not set the bar so high that the rest of Broadway to follow. It would have been easier to overlook. It wouldn't be left feeling like I'd spent the last 18 years of paying child support for a kid that doesn't even look like me. With that said, my customer service experience was consistent with the other locations I've been to and remains the highest standard among comparable establishments. I'm looking at you, Steak and Shake. 5 stars.
Steak and Shake's customer service and building floors and bathrooms aren't so squeaky clean.
So this is the final of this quartet of reviews. This is for Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This one was written on April 1st, 2017. April Fool's Day review. She said hi to us from like 50 feet away, and I said hello back from the other side, but she couldn't hear me, and I don't like to shout. So when we got closer, I said, who, us? And she said, yeah, hi, welcome to Charlie's. The customer service here never wavers. All flour, All four flavors of their amazing lemonade are prominently displayed. A first for all the branches I've been to. And there's breakfast egg and cheese, bacon or sausage with egg and cheese, and a steak sandwich. Steak for breakfast? Anyway, this happens until 11:30. Add hash browns and your choice of orange juice or coffee for an additional $2.49. That's all for now. 5 stars.
You're taking me there, man, and I want to go.
Yeah, Craig is making us hurt. And nice. I know for a fact Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks is on my Grubhub watch, so I may be sampling soon. Craig, I wish we could just be the CraigParty.com. Just read Craig's reviews every week. He does our job for us.
It's stunning.
We don't even have to be funny.
Yeah.
This guy just eats true. Some Philly cheesesteak, does it all for us.
I'm gonna have to find one of these places.
You live in the mall capital of the world.
Mall city, sure.
Yeah, just every Chicago suburb's got a shitty little mall. I'm sure one of them's got a Philly cheesesteak, Charlie's. As much as we'd love to sit and hang with Craig all day, you got one for us?
Yeah, let me see where I brought back some second chance reviews recently. Here's another thing that I've reviewed previously, but I had this other review for it. So here we go. This is a Billy Blanks Ty Bo Insane Abs DVD from 2010.
2010. Very late in the game. Late in the Billy Blanks game, I feel like.
Yeah. I think, if I'm recalling, this is an eBay review. And user I Love Kevin Curtis 80 titles their review Poor. I never experienced it. Wanted to try it out, but I couldn't. Things would change if I experienced it. But I'll never get the opportunity to do it because I have a baby to raise. And the reason why I bought it, but failed to reach me, was because I wanted to lose my baby weight. 2 stars.
That review is giving me a fucking existential crisis, dude.
It's like a riddle.
Can you
mystery.
Read back that middle part by itself? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay. I'll never get the opportunity to do it because I have a baby to raise. The reason why I bought it, but it failed to reach me, was because I wanted to lose my baby weight.
No, that just before that, just the ramble on no nonsense part.
I'll just go from the top.
Yeah, I'll say when.
I never experienced it. Wanted to try it out, but I couldn't. Things would change if I experienced it. That part.
that's the part. That's the part. Things. I want to experience it, but I couldn't because things would change if I experienced it. Holy shit, dude! That is wild. That is. I'm shook. I'm shook. I don't want to go outside anymore. I don't want to read any new books. I don't want to play any new games, dude. It's all going to change.
Things will change.
Things will change if I have experiences. Oh, no.
That is an interesting read on that line. But, yeah, I can see it. I can see your interpretation of it, and it is chilling.
I don't think she meant to be that much, but I think... I think we've touched on this before, some sort of otherworldly entity she was tapping into while she was writing this review. Her hands were taken over for a moment as existential energy shot out from her fingers to curse me in this moment, to curse my mortality. And damn. So she couldn't get, because she couldn't get this VHS tape, she gonna be fat. That's the other part that's a bummer about this. This tape is her only outlet, dude, her only option.
Uh-huh. Because of her baby. Because of her baby. It's twice over the babies. Like, I wanted to lose weight because I'm having a baby. But now I got a baby to raise, so I can't lose weight. Also because the DVD didn't show up.
Oh, man. Maybe I shouldn't get an existential crisis. Maybe this person is just like an awful, no personality defeatist. Maybe this person just sucks.
We love those types of people.
Yeah, I you know, I got tricked because we were in Craig Review Land, where we can just review, we can just enjoy reviews and trust what they say and have a little fun doing it. I shouldn't give this person credit.
Yeah, it's strange. He's like a fortune teller, but you don't know if it's a 2-bit fortune teller or not.
Plus, I mean, a baby's basically a dumbbell. Like,
yeah,
you can raise the baby and exercise at the same time.
Throw them up in the air. That's safe.
Yeah,
a lot of parents do that stuff.
A lot of parents drop their kids on their heads doing that.
Don't do that.
I wish I remembered which cousin. I guess for the sake of anonymity, one of my cousins got the old ceiling bap one time from my uncle.
At least it's just the ceiling. It's not the 1-2 punch of ceiling, which changes, you know, changes the flight of the ball and then to the floor.
Adds,
boom, bah.
Yeah, adds a little English to that second hit as well. The first hit really puts you on a whole new sort of trajectory.
Yeah, this is a father or uncle, some older man. His reflexes aren't there anymore. Should not be throwing a child up into the air.
Oh, boy. Memories. Good memories.
Mm-hmm. Or the lack thereof due to brain damage.
I love moments where you have such a solid mix of emotion. Like, on one hand, total fear and worry for, like, a family member, a small family member, like, you're intrinsically and instinctively want to protect and nurture. And on the other hand, like, pure, like, fucking, that's some of the funniest shit I've ever seen.
Thank you, yeah.
But on that note, hey, that's reviewparty.com, baby. Thanks for hanging out with us. We got new episodes every Tuesday morning. We'd love to have you there listening in. And hey, if you can't make it till Wednesday, Thursday, life's busy. That's all right. You know, no pressure. We're not putting any pressure on you here with this plugs. Mm-mm. You know, I would never do that. I just want you to know, hey, Tuesday morning, one of these bad boys is out. It's sitting there waiting for you on your good time. And we would love in our inbox to have some reviews waiting for us. Huh? Segways? I'm working on it. I'm working on it. and that is to say, if you ever come across a funny review that you think would be good on the show, why don't you send it over? Reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include your name so we can throw you credit.
If you like this stuff, and let's be honest, if you listen to this far, you probably do. You can find more related stuff on the social media platforms, on Instagram at reviewparty.com, and on Twitter at reviewpartypod, where we're posting goofs and gaffs and gotchas all over the place all week long. Throw some love at us there, because we'll throw the funny right back at ya.
We should not even... before you continue, we should do a whole episode without explanation doing that podcast guy voice you just did.
It was a great voice.
You just, yeah, just sort of go into that character, see what happens.
All right.
Get a little crazy. But continue. Ooh, sorry.
It'll be hilarious. You know what else is hilarious? Finding yourself on reviewparty.com. That's the website.
I take it if back. I don't like this guy.
If okay, fine.
No.
I'm just an artist.
Shh, it's okay.
If you find yourself on reviewparty.com, not only will you find all of our episodes, but you'll find the blog where review thingies are written. You can learn something or you can laugh at something on that place. You can subscribe to the After Party Review newsletter, which will just peep up in your inbox every Tuesday and say, look at the stuff that's coming out this week.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Reviewparty.com is talking about my feet.
You never know. We might be talking about your specific feet unless you subscribe to the newsletter.
I'm not opposed to doing a foot review. Anyway. Hey, I'd just like to say, if you had a fun time today and you like to share the fun, best way to support us is probably just to recommend our podcast to a friend. If you got somebody in your life who loves funny podcasts and you love talking about them, about funny stuff, hey, reviewparty.com, baby. We're here for you. And on that note, we'd love to give a big thanks to Nosebleeds for being there for us with their jam, Bread for Breakfast, which you heard throughout this episode. You can find more of their great jams on Spotify. Nosebleeds, one word. Matt, I heard you got a finisher for us.
I do. I have an Amazon review for the SpongeBob SquarePants Masterpiece Memes 8-inch collectible vinyl figure, Handsome Squidward with open eyes.
I can picture it so clearly in my mind.
I assume most of our listeners can picture Handsome Squidward in his 8-inch vinyl glory. Amazon user Cheater87 titles their review, Great Item, and writes, feels great up my ass. 5 stars.
Oh, get me out of here. Okay, that episode. See ya.